Welcome to Chic Perspectives. I'm Elizabeth Gordon. Thanks for joining us today, where we are talking about how to succeed with style. And today we're actually talking about it quite literally. With me, I have got Karen Hughes, who is a certified image professional and also the president and owner of Image Assets. And I love Karen's philosophy, which is that your image truly is an asset. In your career, in your business, in your profession. And she has a lot of information for us today, so she's really going to enlighten everyone's perspective on what is the story that you're really telling with the image that you bring to the table. Early in Karen's life, she knew that she loved clothes, and having learned to sew at age 10, she also always had a passion for teaching. So Karen spent a decade in corporate America honing her presentation skills, and she found herself drawn back to fashion and clothing. She actually has a degree in fashion merchandising. And after she took some time off to raise her three children, she began to formulate a new vision for a role as an entrepreneur, a chic entrepreneur even. So let's talk about Karen's passion, which is helping women look good, feel great, and have fun doing it. Let's go ahead and dive in. Welcome to the show, Karen.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
So we were talking right before we got started about the three F's of fashion. Tell our listeners, what are the three F's of fashion and what do they need to know about them?
Well, in order for you to look good and feel great and have fun doing it, your clothes have to fit, they need to feel good on, and they need to flatter your body.
Those are big. It's amazing how many mornings we stumble into the closet and are unable to find something that can fulfill all three of those requirements. So what do people need to do in order to make sure that they're meeting these three F's of fashion?
You know, Elizabeth, when I first started thinking about this, I had a survey last year that asked women where they thought their biggest buying mistakes were in their closet. I said, do you think it's in your color, choosing the wrong color? Do you think it's in the wrong size? Or do you think it's the style that you choose? What do you think that the predominant answer to that was?
Well, I don't know. I would say size. I think, because I know that's one of the fatal mistakes we all make when we're shopping.
That actually was a very popular answer, but I'm going to tell you, I don't think that's the right answer, because most women will buy an incorrect size and wear it all day long. You don't get to this point in your life with choosing color that really is all wrong for you. I would tell you that I think most women make style mistakes. What they will do is they'll see something on a mannequin in the store, and they'll buy it because it looks good on them.
On the mannequin.
On the mannequin. They'll say, ooh, I like that, and they will take it home.
And even though they're not shaped like the mannequin.
Not correct. It may have ruffles on it. You know, ruffles are really big right now. It may have a pattern on it. They'll take it home, and they'll try it on. They'll take it off. They'll put it back on. They'll take it off. You'll wear something that doesn't fit you all day long, but you will never wear something that is not your style. It doesn't resonate with you.
Okay. So the style is really where it's at. Now, you talked about women seeking out an image consultant. It's sort of a new profession, if you will. I mean, I'm sure it's been around for a while, but becoming more mainstream, and how people approach this decision. Talk a little bit more about that, because I found that very interesting, because I think it's so on target.
Well, what we were talking about was when young women get out of college, they're in their 20s, and when you're in your 20s, you can get away with a lot.
Right, because everybody's cute in their 20s, and, you know, you're reasonably in style, mm-hmm. and, yeah, you can pull off a lot of different looks. Mm-hmm. And do it successfully without really having to put a lot of thought into what you're putting on.
Right. And people, the general public, are a little bit more forgiving of you when you're in your 20s, because they assume that, well, you're young and you may not know any better. Then when you get into your 30s and pursuing a career or entrepreneurship, or maybe you have children, you're beginning to start a family, maybe you're growing in your business, and things start to kind of take over. in your 30s, and the focus is typically no longer on you. It becomes on your business, on your career, on your family, perhaps on trying to find a husband. And so it's not really on you anymore in your 30s. Then when you get into your 40s, you're deep into life. Life happens, and women start to lose control, if you will, of who they are in their late 30s, early to mid 40s, because life has taken over.
Sure. There's so many different transitions and transformations that you go through, both on the personal side as well as the career. That, I mean, I know I've been a lot of different people in that decade or 15-year time frame from exiting the college arena. So, and it just keeps going. So one day you kind of wake up and you're like, wait, I don't even know who I am right now, and I don't even think these clothes reflect that person anymore.
And that really is when the majority of women call, and men honestly call image consultants. They say, you know, I need some help. Either they've been asked to have help through their company, or they have just given up hope and they say, I'm spending way too much money on the clothes that I have tags and still hanging, you know, all my clothes in the closet, and I need help. And they're actually ready to get help. They're actually mature enough to receive the help from someone who might know how to guide them.
And they probably at that point realize just how important the message their image is sending is,
right?
Whether it's in the professional arena or that, you know, seeking a husband arena.
Well, and honestly, it's not until that point where they're ready. They're learning so much. When you get out of college or when you're starting a new job, you are immersed in learning, and you aren't really ready for anybody to tell you what to do. You know, you're still at that learning stage, and you think that the world's at your feet and you're going to go get it.
Right. So it takes a slightly more mature woman or man, perhaps, mm-hmm. to be able to embrace the expertise of someone else. So talk about what you go through with clients. What's the process like?
Well, when I have an individual client, I have developed several questionnaires that help me identify who they are on the inside. Well, you know, I have identified six different style personalities, and my questionnaire helps me delve into who they really are. It talks about what kind of fabric feels best next to your body, maybe where you would like to go on a long weekend. So I really want to get inside your head. I want to know who you are. You may not know who you are, but you're doing things that tell me who you are every day. It's the jewelry, your hair, the colors that you wear, the fabric, the detail on the fabric. All those things are keys to me on what kind of person you are and who you want to be.
That's interesting, because I think we say so much with the clothes that we put on, but sometimes we don't even know what the reasoning is behind that. So those are really interesting mm-hmm. questions to delve into with people. I'm sure you illuminate a lot of revelations for them when you're able to say, this is what you would feel great wearing.
Well, and one of the things when I'm inside a closet, I try to teach them how to look at things on their clothes. Most women and men will do the same thing over and over and over again, make the same mistake, if you will, over and over and over again. They won't create depth in their closet with the style that they're looking at. So let's say, for instance, a woman loves this blouse style on her. She'll get it in every color of the rainbow. Well, you don't really want every color of the rainbow in your closet. You want to go deep with a color that resonates with you, that makes you feel absolutely fabulous.
Okay, so figuring out what are the right colors for you and then acquiring some depth mm-hmm. in those areas that are especially flattering. Again, back to the flattering.
Well, that's why I say color, style, fit. You know, you have to have it all together in order to have it all going on. You may get to this point in life and not have all your color wrong. It may be just a little off. It may be too bright or too soft, but, you know, it may just be a little bit off. And then the style. If you get your color right and your style's wrong, then the outfit's wrong. And then fit. Honestly, most women, you know, all clothes are designed after a model, figure eight, size 8, probably about a 5'9 or 5'10 woman. And I would ask you, how many of us fit that body profile?
Right. That's not really an average body profile.
So most women will go to the mall Saturday afternoon to wear something Saturday night. And you shouldn't have that thought process. You really should say...
That's a lot of pressure.
It is. It's terrible.
And it can be stressful on the credit cards, too.
I always say, if I don't find it in the first 45 minutes, then I will spend 4 hours shopping, and I cannot go out
either
of the mall without...
Either you're on or you're
that's
off.
That's right. Yeah.
It seems like... Okay, so building a wardrobe. You've identified the three keys to building a wardrobe. Because, yeah, nobody wants to be in that last-minute position. Oh, I've got a hot date Saturday night. I need to go find something to wear Saturday afternoon. How do you build a wardrobe that's going to fit your needs?
Core, accent, and accessories. Your core, and I'm going to digress a little bit on this because I love to give the analogy of when I first started shopping for furniture for myself. I bought a sofa that was a plaid because I thought it was a cool plaid. And then I quickly tired of that sofa. And then I decided I needed another sofa that was a different pattern. And then I realized if I only bought a neutral fabric on my sofa, then I could just change my pillows because, you know, women's prerogative to change their mind, right?
Right, exactly.
And we want to change. We want to be
different. So plan with that in mind.
So the core, if you will, is your sofa. Keep it neutral. You've got to have great neutral basics. And I like to start with a three-piece suit. And for me, navy is a good color, basic navy. So when I say three-piece suit, I say a jacket, a skirt, and a pair of slacks. And each of these items in and of themselves can be worn separately.
Right.
So that's a beautiful core basic. You know, navy is always a safe color because it's America's most trusted color.
Exactly. Yes, you can't go wrong with a navy or black if that's what you prefer, mm-hmm. maybe as well. But something basic like that you're mm-hmm. going to get a lot of wear out of. Okay, so I see what you mean by the core. Something basic that is going to match a lot of different things and that can be mixed and matched. Mm-hmm. I like with the three items. How about the accent then? What do we do with this three-piece navy suit? That's a little bland for me, Karen. How do we spice it up a little bit?
Well, it reminds me of, John T. Malloy's Dress for Success back in the 80s, and I have to tell you, I grew up then, so I remember that.
Right.
And I tell all my clients, I said, I am not going to make you do that anymore. What I want you to do
is
a new era.
Thank goodness.
And we are not cookie cutters anymore. The accents are the colors that make you feel fabulous. They are the colors that people compliment you on. They are your power color, and they are the color that makes you feel your very, very best. And what you want to do is know what those colors are and build those colors into your wardrobe. Remember, I don't want you to have a rainbow of colors.
Right.
I want you to have the color that you need to wear when you feel powerful. Maybe it's red. Maybe it's the fuchsia that you have on, you know? Maybe it's my favorite color is on my website. It's the seafoam blue. It's a soft turquoise. That is my feel-good color. So you really need to get cognitively aware of the colors that make you feel your very best. And start there. It's easy. So once you've built your accent colors, it is so much fun to shop. Because then you can buy your accessories.
Ah, the accessories.
And that's the icing on the cake. You know, I don't know about you. Did you go out and buy any purple this season or last year?
Of course, right. It was the it color.
Wouldn't it be fun to have a pair of purple shoes?
Yes.
With that blue or black suit? That's what's going to give you some personality.
Okay, so that's how you can really jazz up the basic core that you've acquired. And that gives you the flexibility there. Because mm-hmm. when you get sick of the purple shoes, you just get new shoes. You don't have to throw
that's
out
right.
the whole core.
Right. And I do say spend the most money on your core piece because, first of all, it's not laying next to your body, so it won't deteriorate as quickly. And you need something that is going to be substantial. And the fabric is sturdy and it's well-made and haven't had some unique detail. There are several places in the Atlanta area that have beautiful fabrics that give top stitching or special buttons that will identify some of your style personality. And I look for key things like that on a suit that will not date a suit, but make it a classic You really, I don't care what style personality that you are, your core pieces should always be classic shapes.
Okay. No matter what variation of taste you might have, the classics for the core. Good advice. Now, talking about buying good quality core items, let's talk about alterations. Because I have a hard time finding things that fit me. I'm not the 5'9 average mm-hmm. model. And so I've found that I have to get a lot of stuff altered. Talk about why alterations are important, what you should get altered.
You know, I don't have real fit issues personally, but I still have everything altered. I have a really long leg, and so I can't wear a regular pant. I have to buy a long pant. And the worst thing is for somebody to have their pants dragging on the floor. When you buy something and it doesn't fit you, you always fit the largest part of your body and alter to fit. So if you have larger hips, fit the hips and alter the waist. And I was in a client's closet the other day, and she's an executive, and she has quite a few very expensive suits. And I had her try one of the jackets on, but the sleeve... she liked her sleeves hiding her the length of her jacket. She wanted it to hide her sleeve length. And I asked her why. She said, because I just don't like my sleeve showing. And I said, well, classic suit should have a quarter to a half of an inch of the sleeve showing.
Out, right.
But one of the key things, and if you have fit issues, if you're a little bit overweight, 5-10 pounds or even more, if your clothes don't fit you properly, it adds at least 10 pounds onto your body. So if only just to have you have the clothes shaped to your body, that's why you should have them altered. And besides that, then they become yours. They're not off the rack anymore. A tailored garment looks like it's custom made to you, and it will fit you. It will be beautiful. It will flow on your body, and people will notice how sharp you look.
It's an amazing difference from the stuff that I've had made to fit. It's unbelievable, and how different it makes you feel mm-hmm. as well. So taking the time to make, to have it be just right. And it's funny how you say that buy for the larger size. I think that goes against what most people would prefer to do, right? Like, I'll just squeeze into it. That'll make me look thinner, right? If I buy the smaller size and squeeze in, but that it actually, you'll look thinner mm-hmm. if you buy the clothes that fit.
You know, and when I go shopping with a client and I pull clothes off the rack for them, I will buy two sizes up, or not buy, I'll pull two sizes up and down what they tell me that they are. I can pretty much tell from a design standpoint what size I should be pulling for them. So if they tell me that they're an 8 or a 10, I'll pull a 6 and I'll pull a 12. I'll go both sides, and you know what? Sizes are different no matter where you go. Each designer has their own fit model.
Oh, completely. And so really a wide variation. I know that's a lot of a big frustration for many women too, is that they'll find their 4 in one designer and an 8 in another.
And you can't really determine anymore that designers are necessarily smaller than other design. You know, they used to say that designers always have a size smaller than other retail markets, high-end designers. But that's not really the case anymore. What I like to look at is I often find that certain designers follow their own body line. So if they are slim in the hips, they will tend to design a slimmer hipped line.
Interesting. Okay, I want to get into Style Camp now. You've just started this Style University, and you've got Style Camp that you've done. It's getting some rave reviews. Tell people a little bit about what goes on at a Style Camp.
Well, Style Camp is a full-day workshop,
okay.
And what most people don't know when they first sign up is they'll have some homework. And they bring that homework to class. It is a tremendous amount of fun. What we do is I send a packet home with them through the email. They fill out the style questionnaire.
Okay.
And they email that back to me. And then they...
I love that it's customized, because I sometimes feel like people try and put you in a box. Like, dressing good looks like dressing like this. But I love that you dive in and make sure that it's your style. It's not just in style. It's right. Actually your style.
Well, and then what your homework is, you have to create a virtual closet.
Whoa.
And that's what you bring to style camp.
Oh, that sounds pretty fun. That's really interesting, a virtual closet.
Mm-hmm. And we analyzed. The premise is that your style questionnaire should in some way reflect what you're pulling and putting in your virtual closet. It's a three-ring binder, and you pull pictures out of things that you like in different lifestyle settings. And so when you get to camp, they don't know the answer to their style questionnaire yet. So one of the first things we do is we divulge what style personality they say they are.
Okay.
And then we look at their style, their virtual closet. And then they say, but I'm not traditional. You know, people don't like to be classified in an either traditional or a sporty style.
Okay.
And
why is that?
Well, because they think traditional is boring.
Right.
But
I can see that.
Remember,
and
I said
sporty is like you're
athletic.
On the golf course.
Correct. And that's not necessarily what it means. You know, designers design for the traditional woman because it sells. 80% of the clothes on the market are designed for the traditional woman because it sells. And while
so we're a lot more traditional than we think we are because we're all buying the clothes.
Mm-hmm. So what I say, there are three personalities that are very outgoing and three personalities that are more, I don't want to say introverted, but they are inward thinking. And each of these personalities has an opposite. And so when you create your core wardrobe with your dominant style personality and then you accent with your subordinate or your cross personality, then you find it easier to create accents and have good things in your closet that mix and match. So
interesting. So you're mixing the dominant style personality with another one mm-hmm. in the spectrum, either your total opposite or...
It is your total opposite.
Oh, interesting.
Because most of the style mistakes tend to come on either side of the spectrum.
Like going too extreme.
Right. Maybe you bought something that would be romantic and you're not really romantic and it's too romantic, so it doesn't fit. That's when the style doesn't fit you. And I have personally done those kinds of things, so I bring my own samples in and show that. And they say, I can't believe you bought that. But, we all make style mistakes. It's to learn from it and try to figure out what is it in your closet that you're doing wrong and why. So I pick apart the fabric. I pick apart the design. I pick apart everything that's in there. And so they look through their virtual closet. And then after lunch, we work on our body line and proportion.
Okay.
So they discover whether they have long legs or short legs, whether they are triangle, you know, pear-shaped. We don't talk about apples. I said we don't do fruit. We do lines. You know, if you look at the body as architecture, you have straight lines and you have curvy lines.
That's
okay?
A lot more elegant way to think about it than fruit. I agree.
I personally don't want to be a pear. And then after that, we put it all together. We talk about moving forward. They set some personal goals because I feel like it takes about 2 years to build a great working wardrobe. And when you think about it.
Yeah, it is a time. It's an evolution.
It is.
It seems like. It's not like going on a reality show where they throw out all your clothes.
Right.
This is the real world.
It is. And it takes, you know, you won't realize the benefit of what you're doing this spring until next spring. And you'll say, yes, it works. Now let's see what we're going to do this spring to add to that. So I'd say it really takes two full seasons to get a good working wardrobe together. And then it really is a lot of fun because you're choosing colors based on the season and based on what the, you know, the styles are.
So what's the difference? I mean, at the end of kind of that two-year period of having really gone deep and investigated this and made the investment into finding that style that really suits you, what's the closet experience like?
Well, you have less is more.
Okay.
And you go deep.
So you no longer are searching for the all-inclusive walk-in closet that will house all of your bad shopping decisions.
Right. You know, you can look in my closet and you can tell what colors I like and that are good for me. And I've gone really deep with those colors so that I can. And the thing is when you go deep with a color, when you have a variety of styles in the same color, people don't know that you're wearing the same color because you're wearing it with different things. You'll wear it with your jeans. You'll wear it with your black suit. You'll wear it with a skirt. And you've adorned it with your accessories that you bought to match.
That's, yeah, that was always my concern of, you know, if you could have too much of just one color, but you're not going to just have one color. I mean, you don't want to look like a cartoon character.
Right.
But variety of mixing up a lot of styles within that spectrum of those flattering colors for you.
Because I'll say people will have a beautiful cashmere turtleneck in one color, and they say, well, I can't buy that color anymore. I already have it. But they don't have it in a T-shirt.
Right.
They don't have it in a cardigan, and they don't have it in a, you know, a tank top. So that's the philosophy.
I like that. I like that a lot. Karen, this has been so informative and so fun. I can't wait to go home and look at my closet now this evening. I like to ask all my guests to share one final chic tip with our listeners. If you had one thing that you were going to ask of a woman, what could she do to enhance her style and her career? What's the one tip you'd give?
I tell my clients to go shopping for color to see what's out there. Focus on one color this season and go deep with it.
Excellent. Very good advice. Now, let's give your website information so people can find out more about all of your events and the Style University. Where can they find that?
www.imageassets.net.
Excellent.
And you can go on the Style University tab.
All right. I can't wait. This is such good stuff. All right, and we're going to have all the information on our website as well, along with Karen's Twitter and her Facebook fan page, too. So definitely check all that out. Thanks so much, guys, for tuning in today. I hope you've learned a lot. I know it's been a wonderful experience for me finding out all of this great information about how to succeed with style. This is Elizabeth Gordon signing off from this episode of Chic Perspectives. Check out more at our website, chicentrepreneur.com. We'll talk to you again next week. Until then, wishing you chic success.